What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, September 16th, 2016, and we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Our toll-free line is still, as far as I know, not available. So once again, if you want to call into the show, the numbers to use are 512-716-1603, 512-716-1883. And 512-716-1897. And if you get a recording, it means the line is in use, so you can try one of the other numbers or wait a few minutes and try and call in again. Couple of quick program notes. The lovely Lady Claire will be with us in our third hour today with her unique point of view on the world. Next Tuesday, our on-air guest will be Margot Kidder. And probably a lot of you will remember the name from the Superman movies back in the 90s. She played Lois Lane in a bunch of other stuff, and she has become an activist. She's just now back from the protests over the Dakota Pipeline, and she's out there just doing a lot of good stuff. So we're going to have her on talking about an article she came out with a little while ago called My Fellow Americans, We Are Fools, and it really kind of ignited a bit of a viral firestorm. It went all over the web, and it even surprised Margot just how far it went. So we're going to be talking about that next Tuesday. Now then, I'm going to have to take back what I said about Donald Trump potentially being as dangerously naive about dirty politics as Jimmy Carter, because this morning he dodged a bullet, and he did it with a tremendous amount of grace and poise and cleverness. And it was kind of interesting to watch the people who tried to set this trap for him gnashing their teeth. And basically it all began middle of the week when the Hillary Clinton campaign, who are desperate to distract everybody from her medical condition, the corruption of the Clinton Foundation, the latest release of DNC emails that proved the corruption went through the State Department into the Obama administration. They're really in a panic over there. And so they revived the birther issue. And, Donald Trump doesn't think that Barack Obama was born in this country. And they were basically putting him on the challenge. So Donald Trump announced he was going to have a press conference this morning to deal with the issue. And he walked on out, and most of it was just all these decorated military veterans who are supporting Donald Trump and all these wonderful positive statements. And then at the very end, Donald Trump said, Obama was born in the U.S. Boom. End of the story. And it was almost funny watching how Hillary Clinton and the corporate media, who thought they finally had gotten Donald Trump someplace where they could attack him, he doesn't think Obama was born in the U.S. And Donald said, yeah, he was. Period. End of discussion. Didn't go into the details. And so Hillary Clinton immediately got on ABC and says, well, he's saying that Obama's a citizen now, but Donald Trump led the birther movement for the last five. He was the star of the birther movement. He was out there just all the time. Now, this, of course, is a flat out lie, because even the Washington Post admitted that this whole nonsense about Barack Obama not being born here in the United States was started by Hillary Clinton's campaign back in 2008. So this was all of her making, and she was trying to fan it up as a distraction. And Donald just got up there, and he filled his press conference with all these endorsements, and then said, yeah, Obama's born in the U.S. And apparently the reporters were furious, and they were out there saying, he played us. We thought we had him, and he skipped out. And apparently somebody actually got these people on video, these members of the corporate media, literally vandalizing the hotel, throwing things, and just having this major, major tantrum. And, boy, that's a video I'd like to see. So they're out there trying to flog this dead horse. Now, for those of you who are a little late getting to this issue of the birther controversy, it had to do with the suggestion. And again, even the Washington Post says this was all started by Hillary Clinton's 2008 campaign. And they tried to claim that Barack Obama was born in Kenya and therefore was ineligible to serve as president of the United States of America. And it's complete and utter nonsense. And the focus was mostly on the fact that Barack Obama's birth certificate appears to not be the original one. And there's actually a very benign explanation for that. We put it up in our story, Obama the Love Child, which we reprised to the front of whatreallyhappened.com and put out on social media. And it's really a very simple story. It's the 60s, the summer of love, the autumn of gonorrhea. And Barack Obama's real biological father is Frank Marshall Davis, who's even mentioned in Obama's retelling of his family. He's mentioned as a family friend. Well, Frank Marshall Davis, aside from being an avowed communist, was paying his way through school at the University of Hawaii at Manoa as a pornographer. Okay, now we're going to take a second here, and we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And let me just send a message to our control room, who is sending me a message about our toll-free number. All right, so here's the deal. Earlier today, Donald Trump was set up for a manufactured controversy by the Hillary Clinton campaign over this suggestion that Donald Trump was the one leading the claim that Barack Obama was not born in the United States of America. And first of all, that is false. The Washington Post confirms this all came out of Hillary's 2008 campaign. And the media was poised to strike. They had something they could go after him and distract everybody from the Clinton Foundation scandals, the greater scandals in the DNC, leaked emails, Hillary's private server, her health, all those issues dogging her campaign. And they were going to go and just go after Donald Trump on the birther issue. And so Donald Trump had this press conference. He filled it up with all kinds of endorsements, and then he said, yeah, Obama was born in the U.S., end of story. And Hillary's campaign is flipping. They thought they had him. The corporate media is going ballistic. They were throwing stuff. They were vandalizing the hotel. People have got this on video. They just literally threw a tantrum there that they thought they had him finally. Now, for those who don't know what this whole birther controversy is about, we're explaining this. It has to do with the fact that Barack Obama's real biological father is Frank Marshall Davis. And Frank Marshall Davis was a student at UH Manoa at the same time as Barack Obama's mother. And Frank Marshall Davis was working his way through school as a nude photographer and pornographer. And Obama's mother was one of his models. And, you know, things happen, you know, it's the 60s, and all of a sudden, mom's got a little love child. And when Obama's mother married Barack Obama Sr., it was much simpler to get a new birth certificate issued with the correct father's name than to go through the formal adoption process. And by the way, this happened all the time back in the 60s. There's nothing strange about it. And obviously, Barack Obama himself bears absolutely no responsibility or fault for the circumstances of his birth. But that was the origin of this whole thing, and Hillary's campaign in 2008 were trying to use it to convince America that Barack Obama was born in Kenya, and therefore he was constitutionally ineligible to serve as president. And it didn't work then, and they tried to revive it now because Donald Trump had fallen for the hoax a while back. And they were going to try and put him on the spot and get him to say that, no, I don't think Obama was born in the U.S., at which point they would trot out all the very obvious evidence that he was born here in Honolulu. And we have that at our website, and we've talked to people. I mean, I had one of his school teachers as a guest on the show a while back. And they finally had him. They had something that was not Hillary doing the pavement challenge, and it wasn't Hillary's illnesses, and it wasn't the Clinton Foundation corruption, and it wasn't all the rest of that stuff. And he basically turned the tide on them, and they're just going ballistic over this. I have been informed by our overworked and underpaid control room staff that our toll-free lines have just now started working, and that toll-free number is 800-313-9443. So time for the test to come on out on that particular piece of technology, and hopefully it's all finally working again after all this time. All right, now, the corporate media does seem to be getting a little bit fed up with carrying Hillary Clinton's water. And MSNBC anchor Andrea Mitchell openly on the air, on live TV, criticized Hillary Clinton's campaign for the way that she handled the stumbling incident on 9/11. And she came out and said, this was so botched, it was so mishandled. Now, Andrea's issue isn't the fact that Hillary may be ill or lying. It's that Hillary has made the entire corporate media look bad. Because up until that stumble on 9/11, the corporate media was absolute in locked goose step that anybody questioning Hillary Clinton's health was a conspiracy theorist, or they're being sexist, or they're just picking on an ill old woman, or all the rest of that. And all of a sudden, boom, it turns out the questions about Hillary's health are legitimate. Now, a lot of people have been talking about this claim that Hillary was diagnosed with pneumonia and then immediately started mixing with other people, in a small child, the press corps on her airplane, that little metal tube at 30,000 feet. And her doctor came out with the claim that she's suffering from non-contagious bacterial pneumonia. Now, as it turns out, there really is no such thing. And that was pointed out by another doctor who happens to be Barack Obama's cousin. So this guy's not out there with an agenda. But there are various forms of pneumonia, and there's one in particular we need to look at. It's called aspiration pneumonia. And it is non-contagious. And it shows all the symptoms that she's been having throughout the entire campaign. Constant coughing, difficulty swallowing, difficulty catching her breath. And it is an indicator of possibly worse conditions, including possible Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and so forth. So there is still more to this story about Hillary Clinton's health. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Richard in Mississippi, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Well, I saw the pictures of the vandalism, what's going on, and what they did is against the law.
Yeah, it really is. But it's more than against the law. I mean, in public perception is these people are throwing tantrums. They've been fully exposed as trying to shove Hillary Clinton down our throats, and they've destroyed their own credibility in the process, and they really thought they could taste the blood from Donald Trump's torn-out throat when they started that press conference, and by the time it was all over, and he just yanked the rug out from underneath and said, yeah, I've looked into the matter further, and yes, Obama was born in this country. End of story. And Hillary's still out there trying to say, well, he used to say it, he said it before, you know, he should stick with his, you know, and just frothing at the mouth.
Well, Donald Trump has a right to press charges against this.
He has that right. I think a lot of us would like to see him do it because the corporate media as a whole needs a real good dose of humble right about now. I don't think he's going to do it because, I mean, he's already got the entire corporate media hates his guts. And I think it would be prudent for him not to give them another reason to justify their hatred of him.
Well, I tell you, if he gets into office, all the aid to Israel will be gone if he finds out that Israel has nukes, and not to mention drug convictions and war crimes, not to mention financial fraud.
Well, I imagine we're going to see a lot of changes if Donald Trump gets into the White House, but you also need to remember back when John F. Kennedy, after he got lied to by the CIA at the Bay of Pigs, he wanted to take the agency apart. But the agency had so much influence and power that none of his executive orders ever went anywhere. It was called bureaucratic resistance, was the word. Donald Trump is going to have an uphill fight, and we need to give him a Congress that's going to work with him and not block his every move. And that's got to be our next goal, because right now it's looking more and more like Donald Trump is going to win the election unless he's shot dead. And if he wins the White House, we have to give him a Congress who's going to work with him and start to undo all this damage from 30 years of narcocracy.
Well, I tell you, if somehow they shoot Donald Trump, I'm afraid all bets are off.
I would agree. Canceling the election, suspending the election, assassination of Donald Trump, We're right at the edge of open rebellion in this country, and I hope the plotters inside the narcocracy are taking that into their calculations, or they could make a really horrible mistake that turns this entire nation into a bloodbath.
Well, if that happens, we need to personally hold the entire corporate media accountable.
Well, the good news is, I mean, the corporate media is destroying itself. There's the least trust in the corporate media in all of U.S. history right now, and that is matched, of course, by increasing trust and confidence in the independent media. Now, we do have some people in the independent media who have been co-opted, they've been bought out, and they're pushing the government line as much as anybody else. But at this point, most people who are smart enough to be out there on the internet are smart enough to realize that media can be compromised. And so they're evaluating the stories on their merits, not on the basis of some star personality that says, trust me, I know what's going on out there. And so these bought and paid for plants within the independent media are also not getting a lot of traction. And people are becoming more discerning. They're becoming more skeptical. And that's just going to make it all that much more difficult for any corporate media, whether broadcast, newspaper, or online, to be able to snooker them anymore.
Well, the way I see it, Hillary Clinton doesn't look very healthy right now.
No, she doesn't. When she did that dog and pony show yesterday to prove that she was healthy and everything, I mean, her voice was weak. She didn't have the energy she had just a month ago. She does look sick. Somebody sent me a photo taken of her on the airplane before she had her makeup fully applied, and she was just ghastly pale. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, Richard, thank you for the call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Clint in Las Vegas. Aloha, Clint. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just can't contain my excitement. I watched the deal go on this morning, and Trump's going to do it. He's outsmarting them. I can imagine the tricks he's got up his sleeves for October. Not to mention Julian Assange and all that, because there's going to be more coming out about Hillary. And
yes.
These people are lazy. They're fat and lazy. They've gotten high on the hog, and they thought they were going to have a job for life. And he's outfoxing them. And that was pretty good this morning.
Well, it looked very good this morning, but it's far from being a done deal, because there's still the matter of massive election fraud. I mean, the lawsuits from the primaries are still working their way through the courts, and they're trying to delay them until after November, because the fact that Hillary Clinton stole the nomination shouldn't be allowed to prejudice the voters into denying her, you know, the empresshood or whatever it is they're going to craft for her. But it is a very real problem. And their lawyers are going all across the country trying to overturn voter ID laws in order to open up the elections to massive fraud, multiple voting, illegal immigrants voting, and so forth. It's just literally they're throwing the whole nation away just so that Hillary Clinton can say that she is the first woman president of the United States. And of course, she's not going to last through her first term with her health problems. She might not even make it to the inauguration the way things are going.
Well, she may not make it through November. you know, she could have, I think she could have just as easily died the other day. I mean, I know she didn't, but I'm just saying she could have. She's that bad. She's in that bad of shape.
Yeah, she is. I mean, you know, that blood clot could work loose. She could have a stroke. She's already on blood.
That's no conspiracy theory. That's
no, I know that. And that means that she could have a stroke any second that would just take her down.
Yep. And I was watching him this morning. Did you see the billboard? Roger Stone was on Alex Jones, and they put up a billboard in Manhattan. And it's a 55-feet high one, Donald Trump. It looks like a movie advertisement of flying through the sky as Superman.
Yeah,
and it looks pretty good.
I've seen that one. I've seen that one. Listen, Clint, we're going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We got more callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum from LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some Join Aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones. Alex in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey.
Alex, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Are you there?
Yes, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to say I called the Democratic radio, the local one here in my hometown. Mm-hmm. They were talking about Hillary and this and that and how they're pro-Hillary. And I asked the talk show host, I asked her, I said, hey, if your mother lost control of her legs and needed three people to help her into a car, would you take her to the emergency room? Or would you take her over to her daughter's house and give her some water? And I think that's the question that all the media needs to ask Hillary Clinton.
Corporate media won't do that. I mean, the corporate media knows what's been going on. They've been knowing about it for the last quarter of a century. When I went to my friends in the news affiliates in Hollywood and told them what I'd found about the Vince Foster murder, none of them were surprised. They just kept saying, we can't talk about this. We will lose our jobs. They already knew. Okay, and so we have to let go of this idea that the corporate media are simply misinformed. No, they're not. They know what's going on. But remember, the way the laws are written in this country, they are paid to lie to you with whatever lies their corporate owners decide should be fed to you. That was the outcome of that Fox News synthetic bovine growth hormone lawsuit. The prostitutes and correspondents of the corporate media can be ordered to lie to you by their bosses, and if they refuse, they can legally be fired for cause. And that tells you all that you need to know about the corporate media. At this point, I wouldn't even waste any more time with corporate media. Nobody's paying attention to them anyway. They're trying to maintain the illusion that they're still the mainstream, but they lost that a long, long time ago. Right now, the independent media has the high ground in the war for the minds of America, and you are all part of the independent media. When you talk to everybody that you know peer-to-peer, they can't control that. They can't censor it, and that's why they are so scared right now.
That's right. We need to. If I was Trump, I would start talking about Hillary's voting records for, like, war and the no-fly zone in Syria and Libya. She votes like a right-wing, hard right-wing George W. Bush.
She votes like a neocon. She votes like a neocon, and I'm sure that Donald Trump is probably going to bring that up during the debates, if the debates actually happen. And we know that Hillary is trying to have the debates change to a forum where she doesn't have to debate Donald Trump one-on-one. Washington Post actually ran a story, was either yesterday or the day before, saying that because of Hillary's illness and the long time it will take to recover from her pneumonia, we may just have to have this election without any debates between the two nominees, which, of course, is just this amazing joke. And it might get Hillary off the hook in terms of having to debate Donald Trump, but it only reinforces the public perception that she can't debate. That her brain is so far gone that without pre-memorized responses and teleprompters and the little radio thing in the ear, that she can't function.
Yeah, I believe that she will have another event before the election, possibly before the debate. And I wanted to say, I listened to the...
Okay, looks like we just lost our connection with Alex. All right, we're going to let him go here because we're coming up on a commercial break. Quick little reminder. You remember last April when Hillary Clinton's campaign van parked in a handicapped spot? And everybody said, oh, why are you doing that? Why are you doing? Well, maybe we should have checked the van for a handicapped parking tag at that point. Maybe that was the early giveaway that she's been dealing with all these health issues all along. As of the last poll, 50% of Americans say Hillary lied about her health. 41% believe her health is bad. 30% believe she'll die during her first term in office if she wins or steals the White House. That's how bad the public perception is on her health issue. And that's just one of them. And this whole thing about dragging up the birther controversy, they're trying to distract you. And there's going to be more efforts to distract you. So we're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we are still hearing rumblings from inside the Democratic National Committee. They're beginning to realize they're riding on the USS Clintanic. Even with all the rigging they are doing, Trump is surging ahead in the polls. Even the liberal media is now starting to talk about a landslide victory for Donald Trump. Hillary can't shake the questions about her health condition, cannot get away from the questions about Clinton Foundation corruption, State Department pay for play, can't shake any of her past. And I'm still going to go on asking, was Hillary Clinton repeating the 1996 Chinagate scandal, selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests, using her weak private server to deliver the goods, and her so-called charitable foundation to collect and launder the money? Because remember, when Guccifer was inside Hillary's private email server, he reported seeing at least 10 foreign IPs logged in at the same time, just prowling around and doing whatever they were doing. So the corporate media and the Democratic Party are realizing they've got a big, big problem. And when Hillary stole the nomination, I actually made up a graphic saying, congratulations, Democrats, you're now shackled to Hillary Clinton. And when she goes down, she's going to destroy the Democratic Party the way Richard Nixon destroyed the GOP. It took them 10 years to recover from that, and the same thing's going to happen to the Democratic Party. So they're looking for her now. We've been hearing talk about replacing her. We know that Hillary is too stubborn. She is so close to being the first woman president of the United States of America, there is nothing that will get her to step down. So the only way for the Democratic Party and the corporate media to get out of this mess that they're in with their credibility is for Hillary to actually be indicted on something. And certainly that most recent dump of DNC emails provides ample fodder. And even if it didn't, we know that Hillary has committed felony violations of Title 18. The fact that the FBI chose not to recommend charges and Loretta Lynch went along with it doesn't mean charges can't be filed later. And I think we all understand that if Donald Trump gets the White House, which is looking more and more possible every day, absent an assassination of him, and he puts Trey Gowdy in as Attorney General, those charges will be filed. They're already talking about yanking that get-out-of-jail-free card deal for HSBC, and that could rip open all the way back to the Clinton Foundation as well. They've created a huge, huge mess, and they don't know what to do with it. Because we here in the independent media, we're reporting it. It's getting out there. They can't stop it. They can't control it. And that means they're going to have to deal with it some way. All right, let's take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Hey, Mike, I just want to tell myself, you, and the listeners, I know we get angry at Hillary, like, you know, I say, I hope she dies, but you know what? I don't want to be like her and her group and the neocons. I want people to realize this. Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, Syria, Yemen, us, the whole European countries, this woman has caused death and suffering, misery, to all these people, Mike. And what about the people, not just the healthy in all those Middle East countries, what about all the people like with Parkinson's over there who can't get out? They're stuck getting bombed, getting shot at by armed terrorists that we supported. She did, not me, but she did, our government. So I don't want to be like her. You know what I mean?
No, I understand what you're saying, and I want to be clear about something. I discourage anybody from saying that they want anybody to die. And I certainly don't want Hillary Clinton to die. I mean, if she does, I'm not going to be upset about it. But what I would like to see is Hillary Clinton growing old, her brain melting away bit by bit every day and just saying, I almost made it. And then a little bit of icing on the cake would be for somebody to get a RICO charge against that Clinton Foundation and confiscate all that money back to the U.S. Treasury. And because nothing hurts a money junkie more than being made poor. During the French Revolution, everybody was just admiring how all the nobility went to the guillotine, you know, just calm and so, well, because death was preferable to a life in poverty to a money junkie. And so I think that would be a fitting punishment for the Clintons and for Soros and for all these other people who made money their religion, made money their idol, their God. And that's to take it away from them. And Hillary have a very long life filled with bitterness and regret and anger and frustration because all the money in the world is not going to make that go away.
Exactly. I want her to lose and sitting by a window looking out how her life went. You know, her husband, and, you know, her daughter to an extent, you know, and the people around her. I want her to lose just to see her sitting, probably by herself at that point, right?
Well, you know, apparently Bill is still out there catting around, although looking at the condition he's in these days, I can't imagine any reasonable woman wanting to be with him, but that's another matter entirely. Anything else, Dustin?
Oh, yeah, Mike, I just want to talk real quick about the Russia and China. Shanghai Co-op drills they're doing. Now, that's pretty much the alternate to NATO, right?
Well, the Shanghai Cooperative Organization is an economic entity. The Russia and China are drilling together and training together, but they haven't really formed a formal multinational organization as a counter to NATO, although one may be forthcoming. But I'm not really seeing I'm not seeing that on the horizon just yet.
Okay, so I saw there's a lot of drills going on in Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan, where there's a lot of drills going on between the Russian and China.
Drills do not a supranational organization make. I mean, look at RIMPAC. Every 2 years, we have everybody out here in Hawaii. It doesn't mean we formed a new Hawaiian military organization involving all of these companies. Military drill with each other all the time for two reasons. One, to prepare for having to do combat in partnership with these other countries, and also it's an opportunity to spy on the other countries and see what their weapons can really do.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, thanks. We're going to switch over to Laura in Kansas. Aloha, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Hey, I have a couple of things I wanted to bring up. First of all, you keep bringing up about the espionage. Well, Daryl Hedge has an article out that they just put, and they call up the same thing. Now, they talk about the FBI, how they ignored and chose to overlook the evidence of not only espionage, but also obstruction of justice, tampering with evidence, perjury, and misleading Congress. So it's they're starting to say, hey, there's something here more than meets the eye or what they're trying to cover up. And so they're starting to jump on the bandwagon, floating the idea of espionage. And the other thing I was going to ask you about, it was kind of the media and then kind of just went underground about Obama turning over the internet to the UN. And between you and me, I mean, the only way that I really get to listen to you, besides if I were to pick up the phone and listen on the phone, is through the internet. And there's censorship already on YouTube. There's numerous people that are having their sites censored or being told.
Okay, Laura, let me cut in here, first of all, because we got a really bad phone connection here, and you're sounding like Johnny Mathis on a bad day. All the U.S. has turned over to the United Nations is management of the domain space, the IP addresses, and how names are assigned. And it doesn't necessarily automatically give the U.N. Veto authority over anybody's website or show. This is really being kind of overblown because a lot of other countries resented the fact that the U.S. was maintaining monopolistic control on the internet, even though the internet is now a global system of infrastructure that many nations are now economically dependent on. So they're kind of overblowing that one. There is talk in places like Great Britain of a national firewall that will prevent the people of Great Britain from seeing certain websites. But it's been tried before. China did the Great Wall of Silicon. And the people who really want to know the truth, they figure out ways around it. They've never really been able to make it work. You can go through proxy servers. You can go through onion routers. There are ways to get past all of these things. And anybody who's imposing censorship in this country runs right into that First Amendment situation. You can't just block somebody's website without being sued for infringement of the First Amendment. That's why here in the United States, all the attacks on websites that aren't towing the line have to be underhanded and covert, like attacks on my server. They can't actually come on over here and say, you have to shut your website down, because that's a First Amendment issue right there.
Okay, so you don't think that by giving it to the UN, there's going to be any chance that we're going to lose this? This is valuable to us. I mean,
the threat to it is more from the United States than from the United Nations.
Okay, so basically once it goes to the UN, we shouldn't see a difference. There shouldn't be any problems with us.
No, somebody was trying to fan this up as another distraction. Anyway, Laura, I'm going to let you go here because there's a problem with your phone line. We're going to check that out by going over to Jeff in Idaho. Jeff, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. The real scenario that has developed is that because of Hillary's hubris and the Democratic Party and all the other things, Julian Assange, you know, they've, like you said, they've hooked their boat anchor to the Clintonic, and they can't actually get her name off the ballot now. Almost all the state laws, with all the precincts and the voting districts,
yes,
you're going to find a very hard time to get Hillary's name off of the ballot. So even if they indict her, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but don't forget, under the U.S. law, if she's indicted for any Title 18 violations, she's automatically disqualified from holding the office of president.
Right, but what I'm saying is that that's an issue that's going to not, between now and November 8th, that issue won't go fast enough. You see what I'm saying? They've trapped themselves with the calendar at this point.
Maybe, maybe not. I mean, we've seen late changes to candidates before, especially when somebody dies and they put in a substitute candidate and they just run a bunch of ads saying, you know, when you see this name, you're really voting for this other person. I don't see it as a showstopper.
The 9/11 event, Hillary could have backed out at that point. She's going full bore now. What I'm saying is that her hubris will not allow her to stop, and the window is rapidly decreasing for them to do anything else. You see what I'm saying? The debate's coming up.
I agree with you on the first part. Hillary is too stubborn, and she's too close to her goal to ever back down. But there's plenty that still can be done about her. The question is which approach to the problem allows the Democratic National Committee and the corporate media to save the maximum face, because that's the problem they're dealing with. They don't care about Hillary one way or the other at this point.
Right.
What they're realizing
is Senate is what they're worried about. That's all I got, Michael. Thanks.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. Now, right now, the Democratic National Committee is concerned about preserving or restoring their credibility with their the voters and supporters, because after that disgraceful performance during the primaries, where the message went out, you, the voters, don't matter, we'll pick the nominee. That didn't go over very, very well. And that's why so many Democrats have deserted the party, and they're calling themselves Trumpocrats now. They're going to be voting for Donald Trump. Same thing with Bernie Sanders supporters. Anybody who really thought that they were just going to rush over and hug Hillary Clinton because Bernie told them to, that was a pipe dream to begin with. But right now, from the DNC and the corporate media, and for that matter, the establishment as a whole, is how to get out of this mess with, you know, maintaining the illusion of credibility and legitimacy. Because as far as the establishment is concerned, everything that we have seen this entire election season undermines the very legitimacy of the government itself. And that is a major, major problem. Continuing to try and support Hillary as she falls down, faces indictment, all these crimes that the American people know that she's committed and should be charged for and aren't. Every single one of these things is convincing the American people that the U.S. government in Washington, D.C. is illegitimate and illegal. And certainly I've had that position ever since they stopped complying with the Constitution. Because a government that is complying with the Constitution is the only legal, legitimate government of this land. Everything else is a fraud. All right, moving on here. Trump is making a lot of points. Right now, he can just sort of back off on Hillary. He's made a few comments about her stamina and everything, but he's focusing more and more on policy. And Hillary is out there saying, I support women, I support childcare, I do this, and doesn't really say how she's going to do it. And meanwhile, Donald Trump is now actually starting to come out with actual policy. This is what we're going to be doing. And Trump is out there with what a lot of people are describing as Trump's version of the New Deal. Hillary Clinton is offering a welfare check, and Trump will produce paychecks. Now, for those people who want a free ride, that may make Hillary look attractive, but there's two things to keep in mind. First of all, paychecks are always larger than welfare checks. You have more to play with. You also have your self-respect if you have a job and you're working. Second, if everybody's on welfare and nobody's actually making any money, welfare states always collapse. And so you may get a few free checks from Hillary Clinton, but they won't last. They can't. There's nothing to fund them. Bread and circuses, that's what brought Rome down. Okay, let's look at some of the new poll numbers. New national poll, Trump 47.2%, Clinton 41.3%. That's almost a whole percentage point shift toward Trump nationwide just since yesterday. Among independent voters, Trump leads Clinton 42% to 38%. We're getting into the territory where it's going to be very difficult for the election fraud people to steal this thing, but we need to push them ahead. Trump is now ahead in Florida, Ohio, Indiana. Clinton's losing numbers in Nevada, North Carolina, and nationally. Hillary Clinton is only getting, Trump ahead to those. Okay, I got to look at these numbers again. We got to take a break for commercials, then we got to call her on the line.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain, safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion, 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we know that these media polls, they're constantly changing their methodologies in order to try and make it look like Hillary is out there winning. They'll oversample Democrats, undersample Republicans, oversample women, oversample blacks and minorities, anything they can to get the numbers they want. And in their minds, this isn't cheating. This is where pre-correction, the statistic, blah, 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 blah. Real Clear Politics has been one of the pro-Hillary media outlets that has given her the largest leads in the polls, and even they have shrunk to just 1 point. And that's another reason for the Democrats to be panicking. Now, up in Michigan, 3 months ago, people were just saying it's not even worth fighting over. Michigan's going to go to Hillary. Michigan is, you know, backed nothing but Democrats since 1988. There's no way they'd go Republican now. But that was then, and this is now, and right now Clinton and Trump are tied in Michigan. And that is really shaking things up. Trump could actually start to win in states that are presumed to be solidly Democratic at this point. All right, let's take a phone call. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, hi, Michael. Happy Friday to you, man.
Yes.
Hey, I called in yesterday, and one of the motifs, one of the underlying themes of what I say to you and maybe also what you say to the audience is that we have absolutely no confidence in the American government whatsoever. And you know, Mike, I keep thinking that Hillary is heinous, she's awful, and there's no doubt about it at all.
And those are her good points.
The point is that Obama appointed her. Obama appointed Comey. Obama appointed Attorney General. Obama appointed all these people, and Obama cannot allow her to go down, I don't believe. Obviously, he's obstructing justice, to a fare-thee-well right now in a whole bunch of ways. But if Hillary is cannot carry on, what's Obama going to do if he's subject to investigations once he leaves, which should put him under the jail if he's ever really investigated? What is he going to do, Mike?
Again, the question, I mean, within the framework of the law and the Constitution, there isn't much of anything he can do. But at this point, it isn't just Barack Obama who's feeling those jail cells, you know, start to gape open for them. It's everybody in the establishment, everybody who was using the Clinton Foundation as a slush fund or a money laundry. And part of the latest revelations from the DNC emails is the pay for play extended beyond the State Department up to the White House itself, where ambassadorships were being sold.
Right.
And the emails confirmed that the DNC knew they were doing this, and they were trying to figure out how to make it less obvious. That's what they were doing. Anyway, Peter, well, gotta let you go. What? All right, we got to take a break for our top of the hour station identification. We will be right back.
My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system,
The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.